Sorry.
How's it looking right now for Jason Peters and
they're both day to day. You know, we'll get a chance to see what they're going to do today. They're not full go, so we'll see how the week goes along. We're hopeful for them.
Bradley's
in the same boat as those guys. You know, he ran around a little bit yesterday. Again, we're going to just see what he can do and can't do. He's practiced for the last couple of days. It's just what can he get from a strength standpoint up top. So he can run, and his legs are fine. So Pat Chung's full.
Give me specifics on Carlos' knee, like who exactly the problem is.
He's got a knee week to week. And when I talk to those guys, I don't get specific because it doesn't matter if I am specific or not specific. Just tell me how long he's out for and what plans do we have to make. So.
It's been a while since you faced the Redskins. You know, how have they evolved over these last 9 weeks or so, especially RG3?
Yeah, obviously when we played him the first time, he was coming off the injury and didn't get any live reps. Different now. Offensively, I think they're in the top 5 or 10 in the league and almost, in rushing and passing and total offense. You know, they're moving the ball really well. They're kind of back to where they were last year, so it's a big challenge for us. He's running around a lot more, and he's throwing the ball really well. So we expect a little bit different look than we got in the first game.
Coach, the last couple of years, there's been a lot of question marks about the defense, and I know you weren't here for that. And since that Denver game, you guys gave up a ton of points. How proud are you of the way they responded defensively, keeping other teams under 21 points?
Well, 14 of those points were given up on special teams, so – we had a punt block for a touchdown, and we had a kickoff return for a touchdown. So, but I think our defense just this year has improved on a weekly basis. The more familiarity our coaches have with our players have with our coaches, they keep growing on a weekly basis, and we have improved. And that's what we stressed since day one here. We knew that it wasn't going to be come in on day one, and this is how it's going to be, whether it's offensively, defensively, or special teams. But there has been a weekly improvement with them, and I'm really happy where they are now. And I know we can get better, and I think they know they can get better, and that's what we're working on every day in practice.
How much would you say your scheme and concepts on offense have changed from that week one game until where you are now?
Not much, from a scheme conceptual standpoint. We're always going to add a formation here or a tweak here, but, usually during the week we're tweaking things, but we're not putting in brand-new packages and saying, hey, we got to, do this against this team. You just don't have enough time during the week to rep all that stuff.
Ron Carmichael isn't exactly long for an outside corner. Why do you like him out there? What does he do to kind of
Well, we were down to four, so we didn't have a lot of choices. You can't build them. But the one thing I love about Rock is he's an unbelievable competitor. And from the first day he got here, he's just kind of shown up. He rises to the challenge that's presented to him. We'd like all our corners to be 6'2 plus and long and whatever. That's the ideal world, but that's not the makeup. There's not a ton of them out there. But what Rock does is he competes, and I think that was very evident when we first got here, just from how he was playing on special teams. And then when you start to get him out there in one-on-ones and in 7-on-7 in practice, you're watching him continue to compete against Deshaun and Riley and watching him make plays and seeing him continue to develop. And, I was really excited with how he played against Green Bay and his first start out there. And it helps. It helps because, you're never going to make it through the season with everybody healthy. And when we lost Fletch, to have a guy like Rock available to us, I think it was a great addition for us.
Is that one of the reasons why you guys decided not to move Brandon Boykin outside?
Yeah, we've talked about it. Just two totally different positions. Playing a nickel corner and playing an outside corner, it's like saying taking Connor Barwin and why doesn't Connor Barwin move to inside linebacker and Michael Kendricks goes down? I mean, they're two outside linebacker, inside linebacker are different positions. Nickel corner and outside corner are two different positions. So with how you're repping it and how you're practicing it, at this point in time, it's really difficult to cross-train guys at those situations. And I think what you end up getting is you may lessen yourself. You're playing a lesser guy. But I think Rock's ability to come in and prove that he can play corner for us has helped us so that we didn't have to move Brandon. If we move Brandon, then we got a brand-new nickel that hasn't really played in there. So, we're going to have to get a new guy in there. And Rock was the one who stood out in the secondary and really warranted that playing time that he got on Sunday against Green Bay.
Chip, how difficult is it for you to bring in a player defensively to understand the team's concept and schemes at this time of the year?
I think it's difficult no matter what, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. It's just, I think we were fortunate with Najee and fortunate with Rock is that we brought them along from a special team standpoint, and they weren't forced to play that first week you know, he didn't play any corner the first week. Najee didn't play linebacker the first week. They kind of got an opportunity to get their feet underneath him and get a good understanding of what we're trying to do. So I think it's difficult no matter what side of the ball you bring him in.
Safety would be a difficult position, correct?
I think every position is difficult. It doesn't matter which one it is. There's not, you know, there's not one position that, hey, it's a lot easier to do this. It's you know, these guys have all been here a long, long time, you know, and understanding it. And I think as you look at it, it's difficult to come in on a Tuesday for your first practice and then be able to play in a game on a Sunday. I think it's a little bit easier sometimes offensively because you can call a specific play and say, he knows these five plays, I can put him in, and this is what we're doing. I think it's a lot more difficult defensively because you don't know what the other – you don't know how they're going to deploy themselves. And do you have to get to a no-backs check or do you have to get to a – you know, a tackle over check and all the little subtleties that our guys have been working on since they've been here in April. So,
with Brad Smith,
but let's not yell at each other.
Where do you see, how quickly can you get him on the field? What capacities do you see him being used?
A lot. You know, the one thing about Brad that stuck out that stuck out to us was that he's an outstanding special teams player. So he can cover kickoffs. He's returned kickoffs. He's been on the punt team. He's been on the punt rush team, you know, so he's a four-core special teams player. And as we design this thing, we want our receivers. If you're not the starter, you know, you need to be able to play special teams. I think a prime example of that was Jeff Mayo on Sunday. Jeff had two tackles and then had a penalty. You know, that really he's starting to come along as a team. So if you're up and you're on the 46-man active, you got to be able to go. And I think if all of a sudden Rock gets pushed into playing more snaps at corner, we need someone else to pick up some of that slack in a special team standpoint. So the fact that he has that versatility from he's not just a returner, he can play all four core special teams. He can also play receiver. He's played some emergency quarterback at times. He's played some running back at times. I think that versatility is a huge plus for him. You know, where he fits in exactly this Sunday, I mean, we got him out here. He literally walked in the bubble yesterday. I shook his hand and told him to run down on a kickoff right away. I mean, I don't think he got a chance to stretch. So we'll see where he is, and then we'll make an educated decision as we get to Saturday of how much we can use him and can't use him.
Primarily staying with Brandon Boykin and kick returns and Deshaun and punt returns.
Say that again. I missed the beginning.
At this point, are you primarily staying with Brandon
Boykin? No. We'll try to. It depends on what's up and what's active in the 46, so it just depends on the situation in the game. If Damaris is up, then we'll alternate and use all those guys. That, you know, we're going to get a chance today to see Brad and see how he fits in as a returner. We also can use Bryce back there. So just, it really, there's not a set guy. It's a fluctuating situation. So.
Brad, James Casey is the emergency quarterback.
I don't think we can put all that on his plate. I mean, he's got to come in here, learn four core special teams and what we're doing offensively. And then to now tell him he's got to learn multiple positions on offense. We're going to start him out at receiver. And then, you know, hopefully as the season goes along, maybe that's the case. But if we had to play today, that wouldn't be the case.
Execution. It seemed like this offense had its ups and downs early in the season. Do you feel like you guys, given the last couple of weeks, are kind of coming into your own a little bit, or are starting to be on the same page?
Yeah, I think we're on the same page. I just don't think we executed in certain games this year. But it's, again, it's what you do the next day. So you just can't say, hey, we started to execute, we're good. You know, we need to continue to grow as a group, and that's what those guys are doing. We're not going to rest on anything. We still got a ton of work to do. We left a lot of yards and points on the board on Sunday against the Green Bay that we need to continue to capitalize on. So I think we're getting better, but we're nowhere near where we need to be.
For a career here, what have you seen in terms of his approach that's allowed him to kind of take off?
Well, I've seen the same thing since I got here in April. He was here every day in the offseason. I think he was here 30 out of the 32 days in the offseason. Works extremely hard at practice. He's a very, very intelligent football player. I don't think he gets enough credit for that. He picks things up like that. He can sit there and just tell you it's coverage, it's this, it's this, it's this. They're playing me this way. He's leaning that way. If I do this, I mean, he's got a great football mind. So since I've been here, he's been an extremely hard worker. He's been out there almost every single day practicing, barring one or two, and has put in his time, whether it's in the weight room, whether it's in the classroom, or whether it's on the practice field. So he's been fantastic since we've been here. And what is happening on the field for him on Sunday is a byproduct of what he's doing since I've been here off the field. And I think he's doing a great job with that stuff.